FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Etegwini Municipality says it's been shutting off the water supply for the Clover factory in North Dean on the weekends to allow reservoir levels to recover. It's after residents in Queensborough complained about outages, claiming Clover is tapping into the water line and draining the Firwood Reservoir. The municipality explains that the shutdown is an operational plan to prioritise residential supply. The city says the reservoir supplies water to both industrial and residential areas. They say a major replacement of sections is underway in the southern aqueduct, which will improve storage and supply of water to the connected reservoirs, which include Firwood. However, Jacques Tayson from the Water Crisis Committee says the issue has been going on for 3 years. He says they've sent memoranda to both Clover and the city, but haven't received a response.
We have asked and requested them meetings to sit around a table. That has been postponed. There was a meeting set up, but then it got postponed. And now we're waiting for the mayor. As we stand now, the community has been, for May, being without water 8 days and 96 days for this year so far. And I've heard now there is a lot of people that have fallen sick. There has been E. coli contamination in the tankers.
The NPA in the Western Cape says a search for Jocelyn Smith is still underway. The little girl vanished from her Saldanha Bay home last February. Her mother, Kelly Smith, and two co-accused have been convicted of kidnapping and human trafficking. Their sentencing is set for later this month. Here's the NPA's Eric Ndabazalila.
We know that even at the last appearance, we even mentioned that she is still missing. The number one prize is to catch Jocelyn, possibly still alive. And the appeal is still ongoing that anyone who knows any information must come forward. The investigation is still open and nothing new that has come up.
South Africa's former ambassador to Thailand has died at the age of 82. Douglas Gibson also served as the Federal Council Chair of the Democratic Alliance. The DA has described him as a consummate public servant. And abroad, Chinese exports rose 8.1% last month despite the trade war raging with the United States. Experts say Beijing has been rerouting trade to Southeast Asia to mitigate U.S. tariffs. President Donald Trump placed a 145% tariff on most Chinese imports, and China has responded with a 125% tariff on some U.S. imports. Senior officials from both countries are set to meet in Switzerland this weekend to discuss a de-escalation of their damaging trade war. U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent has expressed optimism ahead of the talks.
It is the second largest economy in the world. They are a large, important economy, and they should no longer be granted the status of a developing economy. The trade negotiations will be led by myself. Negotiations will begin on Saturday.
Durban, 30 degrees tomorrow. Pietermaritzburg, 29. Richards Bay, 32.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. The Hollywood Bet Sharks take on the Ospreys tonight at the Shark Tank in the URC. Shukri Conrad confirmed as the Proteas' new white ball coach to go with his test coaching role. And all roads lead to the Moses Mabhida Stadium tomorrow for the Nedbank Cup final.